The Hearth is an Ashland-based nonprofit that helps folks share personal stories as a means of connecting people and bridging divides. We begin a new podcast in collaboration with the group called Stories from the Hearth. SOU Professor Alma Rosa Alvarez is the first person we hear from, telling a story in December of 2019. She's introduced by the Hearth host, Mark Iaconelli.
So our next storyteller, Alma Rosa Alvarez, who's been quietly grading papers over here. She's a professor at SOU. She's a community builder. She's an activist. She's an advocate. She's one of the deep souls in this valley and somebody I really trust and turn to when I need advice. And I'm just so grateful you live here. You and John are both such a gift to this area. Thank you for living here. Thank you, Alma Rosa, for coming up and sharing a story.
I'm so short. So, for Mexicans and Chicanos, today is actually a really important day. Today, December 12th, because today is the day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And so, in 1531, just 12 years into the brutal colonization of present-day Mexico, an indigenous man by the name of Juan Diego was witness to an apparition in an old Aztec sacred site. And this particular apparition identified herself as the mother of the one true God. She spoke in his language, which was Nahuatl. She was a brown-skinned woman with indigenous features, just like him. And she had one request for him, and the request was, please help me build a temple where I can share my love, compassion, and help for everyone in the world, but especially for those that invoke me and that trust and confide in me. And so Our Lady of Guadalupe becomes this really perfect syncretic figure because it's a merger of indigenous and Spanish cultures all into one. She is the mother of compassion, love, generosity, mercy. And so hereafter, many people have named their children Guadalupe, particularly if they are born in December, male, female, it doesn't matter, they're named Guadalupe. And so I want to thank you for letting me mark this particular day, because I actually should have been in Mass today celebrating Our Lady of Guadalupe, but I'm here with you today. So thank you for that, and for letting me share a little bit of my culture. My husband's really happy because he got out of Mass today. So the story that I want to tell you is a story of one of my friends that I've known for a very long time, one of my friends in California. And so my friend, unfortunately, is undocumented. She came to the United States with a one-year-old child and with another one in her belly, and she was fleeing a bad marriage. And she decided to come to the United States because she already had family here and she wanted to make a new, fresh start. And as a new mother, she also thought that the United States would give her the ability to move out of poverty. So she came here, and shortly after she had her son, she decided to move to Minnesota because she had family in Minnesota, and there was an opportunity for her at a chicken processing plant. She worked there for several years, and that particular type of job is really difficult and dangerous. But after a couple of years, she was like, Minnesota is too cold for this Mexican, and she moved back to California. In California, my friend has done work in vineyards. She's done housekeeping. She's done elder care. And she's worked at restaurants. And one thing that I can tell you about my friend is she's a really hard worker. The other thing that I can tell you about my friend is that because she's undocumented, oftentimes her wages are really low and unfair. And a lot of times her work is also seasonal. So what that's meant for my friend is that she's had to lead this really austere life. She's also had to live with her older sister, who is also undocumented, and with her sister's family, because she hasn't been able to afford to live by herself. She hasn't been able to make ends meet. So anyway, one day when I'm here in Oregon planning a trip to California, my friend calls me, and she wants to share some really great news with me. And the news is that one of her other sisters, who happens to have the privilege of being a U.S. citizen, had put in some paperwork so that she applied for a visa, a tourist visa for their father, so that their father could come and visit to the United States. And he had been granted the tourist visa. He had never been to the United States, and so his visit was coinciding with my visit down to California. And so my friend wanted to invite me to a celebratory dinner so that I could meet him. And so my family and I accepted the invitation, and we made our way down to visit my friend. And I can't begin to tell you, when we got to my friend's house, the joy because of this visit from this 80-year-old man was just palpable. Normally, when I visit my friend's place, I think of her place as sort of like dark and dingy and just sort of like oppressively sad. But on that particular day, everything seemed luminous and happy and joyful. You see, my friend hadn't been able to go home since she had left Mexico. So she hadn't seen her father in 20 years. Her older sister had not seen their father in 30 years. And so you can imagine that type of joy that was, you know, sort of inhabiting that space as they were celebrating their dad. And so the older sister had made mole so that we could eat, and we all came to the table and were enjoying that delicious spicy mole. And on the table was this beautiful, nice round cheese. And my friend Alessandra is here. You know, girl, the kind of cheese that I'm talking about, right? It's just like this beautiful, round, pungent cheese, right? And so we're eating some of that cheese and enjoying it. On the table also was this this type of candy that we call alfajor. It's a pink-white candy made out of coconut, sort of sticky. It's about 12 inches long, 3 inches, you know, wide, 3 inches high. And sometimes when we get the privilege of getting some of that candy here in Medford Mexican markets, that alfajor has already seen its day. You know what I mean? When we've bought some of that candy and I take it home and try to slice it, my knife gets stuck, right? You know? And this particular candy that my friend's dad had brought down was so fresh that when I put a knife through it, it was like cutting through butter, right? It was just amazing. And here I need to tell you something really important about Mexicans and cheese and candy. If your family is like my family, meaning a Mexican family, coming from a village or coming from a small town, the types of gifts that our relatives bring up to the United States when they come to visit is cheese and candy, right? When you are a Mexican and you're living in the United States and you go and visit your family in Mexico, the gifts that you bring back to your family in the United States is Mexican cheese and Mexican candy, right? And I still remember as a little girl seeing my mom, when we would go visit our relatives in Mexico, looking for a large cardboard box that was really sturdy. Because as we were getting to the end of our trip, she would either like buy cheeses from local cheesemakers or from my cousins and my aunts who would make cheese. And she would, you know, fill this huge box filled with cheese and then tie it up with twine. She'd look for another big sturdy box so that she could do the same thing with candy, fill it up with candy, tie it up with twine, and bring it home. And so if you ever see a Mexican in an airport with a cardboard box wrapped with twine, you better believe that there's some cheese and candy there, right? So for those of us that receive that cheese and that candy, it's like we're receiving precious gold. So when my family, like my aunt just came from Mexico and she brought some cheese, and then my mom halved her cheese to give me some of the cheese. And when I got it, I was like, oh, my cheese, right? And I do the most natural thing, which is to hoard it, right? I put it in my refrigerator and I keep it there and I save it for a special occasion. I'm not that good about the candy. I kind of consume that pretty quickly, right? But, you know, the cheese is like, it's so special. So here we are at my friend's house. We've just enjoyed that really delicious spicy mole, that nice pungent cheese, right? That really fresh alfajor. And we've been enjoying also each other's company because, as it turns out, my friend's dad is a pretty funny guy. But it eventually becomes, you know, it turns to the time that we have to say our goodbyes. So we get up, we start saying our goodbyes, we're heading towards the door. And my friend runs to the dining room table. And being the knife, the master knife wielder that she is, remember, she worked at a chicken processing plant. She goes and she cuts a chunk of cheese from the table. And then she takes that alfajor bar and cuts half of what she had and brings it to me and says, here, I want you to have this. Now, I'm thinking, if I were in her place and I hadn't seen my dad in 20 years, there's no way that I would be sharing any of it with anybody, at least not beyond what had been already shared at the table. And so I tell my friend, no, keep it for yourself. Take the cheese and freeze it so that when your dad is gone and you want to remember him and you miss him and you're lonely for him, you can take that cheese and unfreeze it and have some of it, savor it, and remember the time that you had with your dad. My friend says, no, I want you to enjoy it. Now, generosity is not new to my friend. When I would have a cold, she'd always make some kind of crazy concoction, right? Like herbs and, you know, super Mexicano style stuff. And she'd bring it over and she'd be like, here, so you can heal. If I ever had spiritual woes, she'd pray for me so that I could heal, right? So she's always been a really generous, giving person. So it's not her generosity that surprised me, but it's that idea of a country Mexican giving up their cheese, right, to another person that I find astounding. It's the fact that an undocumented woman who has an 80-year-old father who's visited her for the first time and whom she might not see ever again, who has brought her the gift of cheese, you know, this idea of this woman giving me this prized possession that astounds me. And I have to say that I feel a little guilty. I feel a little sad. But I also feel a lot of love. And I feel a lot of uplift from her. And I do the only thing that I can do, because she's being really sort of stubborn about it. And so the only thing that I can do is to call her by her name and to thank her. And so I do. And I say, gracias, Guadalupe. Thank you.
And that was Stories from the Hearth. We'll have this podcast on monthly from now on. We want to thank The Hearth, based in Ashland, Mark Iaconelli as well, and Alma Rosa Alvarez.